I'll make sure that I'm able to go ahead and back before I continue. I didn't check that there were no batteries, you can imagine. Thank you for thank you for continuing it, you know, as if it was me who was doing it, but you know, that's how good it is when you're working with people. Yeah, that's how good it is. Yeah, so we continue on our theme of journeying. And today it's a special Sunday on our liturgical calendar because it's the beginning of Advent. Advent is basically waiting. Waiting as we prepare for the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas. But also an overarch waiting on the second coming of our Lord Jesus. Basically. And the last time I was here, we looked at leaving your comfort zone. Like I say last time, I said that Dandilo is already on that journey. A journey to find where God is taking us. And like I said last time, that me and Stuart are only joining this team and we are continuing together on this process of journeying. What are we doing on this journey? Basically, we are trying to see where is God taking us. That's what we talked about last time. And as we have seen or we have heard from the scripture reading, I started from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 that time, and I continue today, and I hope to continue the last time as we now focus so much on Christmas. But basically, on our journey today, the story of Abraham, like us, we are on a journey. Abraham was on a journey trying to find where God was leading him. But the interesting thing happened. Despite he was following the call of God, despite he went to a place where God wanted him to go, something happened. Something that he did not expect. There was a famine in that land. I don't know what he did. I don't know what you would do if God tells you, let's go to Dandilo. This is where I'm taking you. And you arrive there, and just something goes not as you expected. It's possible. Different reactions. Sometimes, some of us in our lives, the moment we've faced challenges, we have even questioned God. Why God? Why me? I don't know what Abraham did. I don't know whether he questioned God. This is what the writers of the scriptures keep on hiding from us. But anyway, we can always do the speculations. But one thing to note is it's normal to question God when things are not going on. Faith-seeking, understanding God is not afraid that you and me are questioning God. But what matters is how long are you going to stay questioning God? Or how long are you going to continue crying because something has not gone as you expected? What determines how long you stay in that problem or in that predicament is how long you continue to complain or you take action. The Israelites spent 40 years on a journey that was supposed to take them 11 days. Why? They began to complain because of the predicament on the journey. Someone was telling me that, you know, being joyful when you are in challenges does not mean that the problem goes away, but is that you continue trusting that this God who has brought me this far will not leave me, will not let me alone. You rejoice. Of course, it's easier said than done. I don't know how many of you have told friends that, oh, rejoice in the Lord even if things are not okay. But when you find yourself in that predicament, oh, then you know. Abram, an interesting character. When he met a challenge, he decided that I'll go to Egypt because there was food in Egypt. But on the way, I don't know whether he felt jealous for the wife that should be taken. I don't know, but he decided to tell the wife that, let's not tell the whole truth about the whole thing. He decided to say that she was a sister and not a wife. I don't know what you would do, what your choices would be. Scholars of the Bible, they have tried to highlight the relationship between Abram and Sarah, that they were actually cousins, trying to explain why Abram had said that, tell the Egyptian that you are my sister, trying to justify. Because the proximity of Abram to God was too near. So people sometimes, they don't want to complicate the relationship between Abram and God. If we say that he lied, they don't want to, you know, but it's easy. It's easy if you say that your sister was the one who, what I mean to say is that it's easy when you are with your sister and you do not introduce her to other folk. You can have your dinner in peace. Than not introducing your wife and say, she's my sister. Oh, she will not let you. I don't know Mira, if she would let me if I told you that, oh, she wasn't my wife. So what I was trying to say is that the relationship which takes precedence is that of husband and wife on Abram and Sarai, not that of cousins. But anyway, scholars try to justify. But the goodness of what I love about the Bible is that it tells you when things did not work. The Bible puts it the way it is. There are certain scriptures that you don't like to read in the Bible, but they are there. They are there for a reason. They are there for a reason. And sometimes it's to teach us that those things that happened, those bad examples that we read, even in the text, are there for a reason, so that ourselves may not go that route again. It teaches us. The challenge which Abram met in Canaan basically reminds me of my story. I hope you will not get bored with my story, because the past 2 weeks I've been speaking about our story. You know, the journey of Abram meeting a challenge in a place where he feels God has called him. It reminds me when I came to Scotland, you know. Due to high visa costs, I decided to leave my wife and children to Zambia. So I came alone first. And our plan with Mwira was that her and Tala were going to join me 6 months later. Then the wee ones, 6 months later. That was a plan. And Mwira and Tala joined me in December last year, exactly 6 months after I'd come, according to our plan. But then something happened. The Church of Scotland, the Faith Action, decided to say that Those of us, I was about to go on the assistant minister scheme, you know, but before I finished, we just heard that there were letters that the Church of Scotland has discontinued that program. Meaning that by September 2025, we needed to find churches. We were about 35, those who were looking for churches, and there were about 11 on the platform. But they said by September, each one must find theirs. If you don't find yours, you are taken off the payroll. Remember, there is a 6 months the wee ones have to come. And if you are taken off the payroll, like me, who is coming from Zambia, it meant that I was supposed to go back to Zambia and continue the applications from Zambia. That hit me too much. That decision, oof, was too much. But for Mwira, it was even too much because we had made a big move. But also, her boys were back home in Zambia and she was here. She accepted to come because she knew in the next 6 months they'll be with us. But with that news from the head office, things were not going as planned. At some point, when she became so worried, she even became so worried that I was not becoming so worried. She says, "You are not concerned. Why are you not worried?" I say, "I'm worried, you know. But also, you know, African men are taught to, you know, to be strong. You know, you don't show that you are stuck, you know, because you have to be a man in situations. So I tried to be a man. So I was not trying my emotions. But ooh, for the first time, I was hit so hard that. But on all these things, two things helped us go ahead. The prayers that we received from friends within Scotland, in Zambia, and the support that we received from ministry, and, you know, we saw the work of God. We saw the work of God. Those are the things that made me to continue moving. I'll tell my wife, it is not our making. And God cannot bring us here to be stuck. Those were my words most of the times. I told her God is faithful. And looking back at my story here in Scotland and the example of Abraham, you see, after their predicament in Egypt, he lied that Sarai was the sister and not the wife. At the end of the day, God had to intervene, because whatever God starts, he continues it. Whatever he starts, he continues it. God will never leave us, no matter the challenges that we find ourselves in. Whatever efforts we put to what we have started, God will always help us and move and go with us. As Dandilo, there are challenges that we find in us on our journey, but we must be assured that God will always be with us. And the prayers that we give for whatever we are doing, I tell you, not even the sky will be a limit for us. Prayers for one another, for the mission of God, I tell you, God will take us to different places. He is faithful. His promises never go away. Jesus Christ, when he was about to go back to heaven, he said, "I will always be with you until the end of the age." The question is, what are you going through? Do you feel overwhelmed with whatever challenges that you meet? Does this church feel overwhelmed with the challenges? We don't have to lose hope. we'll have to share the message with friends and families. If there's something that is burdening you, share with someone. Share with those that can help you pray. Let us share our challenges. I tell you, God will never leave us. Like he promised Abraham that I'll be with you, even in Egypt, even when he failed himself, God never failed him. He helped him, and they were able to get whatever they wanted. God will never leave us. We sing our next hymn.